You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So anytime Brad Pitt's in the news, you know, localish, handsome, talented man that he is.
Okay.
We'd like to pass it along to you. Brad Pitt has been sued by a Malibu-based company that sells cream for men, not facial. We'll leave it at that.
I'm sorry?
What?
So here's what happened.
What part of your body is it for? Oh, the...
Boy, it itches down there?
A Malibu-based brand known for its high-end cream down there has filed a lawsuit against Brad Pitt saying Brad's company that is not for cream down there infringed upon their trademark.
Hmm. Interesting.
The company is called Beau D. Entered the market in 2020.
What's the D stand for?
I don't know, Scott.
Inquiring minds would like to know.
They have accused Pitt of changing the name of his own company to something similar. Pitt co-founded the French beauty brand line Le Domaine in 2022.
I don't even know what that means.
In partnership with the Perron family.
Huh?
One of the premium winemakers of Provence, France. Last summer, the company rebranded itself, Pitt's company, from Le Domaine to Beau Domaine. Beau Domaine. D-O-M-A-I-N-E. Not Beau
D.
That's when friends of the creator of Beau D alerted him to the similarities between Beau D and Beau Domaine.
You're not saying Beau D right. It's Beau D.
Beau D.
All right.
They went to Brad Pitt and said, hey, that's our cream. And Brad said, no, it's not. My cream doesn't have anything to do with that. My cream is more for this. And they go, no, we're going to sue you. And so they sued. And Pitt has not submitted a response.
Why not just keep making movies and stay out of the...
Oh, he's in all kinds. They're on all kinds of... he has like a... Tequila, I think, with George Clooney. He has wineries. He you know, you got to branch out with what interests you. Yeah, why not?
Like D cream?
No.
He was doing face cream.
Oh,
Brad Pitt is. This is a beautiful high end cream
for faces.
For yes,
not for
no.
So when you
and
order
Beau Domaine, you don't have the right to the word BEAU.
Well, it could maybe their branding, and rather than spelling out Domaine or whatever it's supposed to be, just says Beau D.
No, they didn't do it that way, Sam. It's Beau Domaine.
So when you order Brad Pitt's cream and Amazon brings it to your door, do you say what's in the box?
Yes, Scott, you do. What's in the box?
Nice.
Beau D!
We're talking about lotion?
I don't know. Didn't click on the link, Dan.
Cream.
Oh. Mm.
Dan, why don't you Google it?
Okay.
Yeah.
On your work computer.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
It's lotion.
It's a bizarre lawsuit. We will leave it at that. Poor Brad. Leave him alone.
Maybe they have an acronym BD for
the
company.
No, they don't. Sam, they don't. They don't have that.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we didn't know about Beau D until now.
Yeah,
so
now, exactly.
There you go. Publicity
I bet you
stunt.
They filed the lawsuit just so people would go, oh, let me look that up. What is that for?
What does D stand for?
All right, we're done.
It's like 1587 shoes. Nobody had ever heard of them until 1587 Prime opened.
That's exactly right.
Five Kansas totally City similar. Area cities are among the best places to live in Missouri, according to a new ranking. Would you like to guess?
Lee's Summit.
Three KC area cities made the top 10 with respect to living in Missouri.
Lee's Summit.
Number four, Lee's Summit.
Liberty.
No.
Parkville.
No.
Really?
I think they went for affordability too.
Oh, okay.
Independence?
Lee's Summit earned fourth place on the list. Independence came in at number 11.
Yeah, it did.
Sam. By the way, 57% of the population in Independence is single, according to this survey. No, do not say it.
I guarantee a Sugar Creek ain't on there.
St. Joe, you came in at number 8. with a median rent price of $733.
Blue Springs.
Number five, Blue Springs, Missouri. Scored 1 point behind Lee's Summit. City's median age is around 37 years old. 59,000 people live there.
North Kansas City.
That's it. Those are the only ones that made the list.
Oh, okay. What's number one?
So of all the rankings in Missouri,
yeah.
Let me look up the entire list. I will tell you. I just looked at the Kansas City ones. St. Peter's, Missouri comes in number one, followed by O'Fallon, St. Charles.
All in St. Louis.
Lee's Summit, Blue Springs. Jeff comes in at number six.
Obviously did not consider safety in these rankings.
Clearly.
Columbia comes in at seven.
Best cities to dodge a bullet.
St. Joe, number nine. Florissant is eight. Cape Girardeau is 10. No. Kansas City, Missouri comes in at number 12. There's Springfield, 15. There you have it.
Nothing in the boot heel? Cape Girardeau or
Haiti?
Not that I see.
Okay. How many poops should you have a day?
One.
That is correct.
As many as you want.
That is correct.
At least one.
GIs say that one a day is healthy. Although some people have three a week and some people have three a day.
That's called IBS.
When is the most opportune time to go number deuce?
Not when you get on an airplane.
Within 15 minutes of waking up.
Within 20 to 30 minutes of waking up. That is correct.
If you are not ready to drop a load right after that alarm goes off, that is a sign that your health is not where it needs to be.
Sam, I didn't need to know that, but thank you.
It's a fact.
Men have been talking about their constitutionals for a long time.
Yep, that's right.
Thank you, Dan.
News with Dan. Dan, coming your
way. I'm going to start combing through the stack before I let you have it.
News with Dan coming your way in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.